This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Friday night edition of the show. We're back in the studio from our one day off that we had yesterday. We were not here. And I ended the show out of habit on Wednesday night saying we were going to be doing a show tomorrow night, but we weren't.
You lied to the people, Ian.
He would have liked very much to do a show.
Yes, I would.
Lied.
But we weren't here, but now we are. We're back live. It's Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving. And the number's still the same, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Last 6 days of the show are there, fully archived and described, as well as the last, actually, 7 months in total. You can get them all there on the front page of the website without having to log in. There's no credit card transaction or anything like that. You just go get them for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
That's right. So today, of course, is Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's a very Black Friday, by the way.
Why is that?
Because I just found out during the news break that Pat Morita died.
Oh, yes.
So for me, it's a Black Friday. I'm sad.
We're not going to focus on that tonight, but...
I understand that, but I just had to say that I'm sad.
It'd be difficult to fill a couple hours on Pat Morita.
Yeah. Probably.
Without a lot of prep.
Oh, yeah. Just out of nowhere, maybe filling 2 hours with Pat Morita content wouldn't be the easiest thing in the world.
I better get on the internet now.
coming up tonight, we're going to be talking about the scary education quotes. We promised those on Wednesday night. That's coming up. But this evening, first we want to start things off with Black Friday, because I just love talking about Black Friday. We do it every year, and it's an exciting occurrence, because it's the marketplace, I think, at its finest. I mean, it's the marketplace just going crazy with activity, and as somebody who's been a participant on both sides of it over the years, I find it just an interesting event. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say Black Friday, what is it, Manwich?
It's supposedly the day that retailers finally move into the black. I think that's just good press on the part of the retailers.
Well, we don't make that much money, just a month's worth out of the year.
But, maybe it's true. I mean, there's a lot of overhead in running retail, most of them Keystone. Obviously not on Black Friday, but, you know, they Keystone, which means raising the cost that they pay by 100%. So if you buy a widget for $1, you sell it for $2.
So I'm sure they Keystone on some items, but certainly not across
all
the board.
No. A lot of retailers, that's just general rule of thumb. So I guess in that dollar, they have to figure out how to pay employees, mm-hmm. Rent, building costs, electricity, right. All the stuff that make them run. So I guess suppose it's possible that retailers don't move into the black until the very end of November.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think it's they claim like 75% to 80% of their revenues come in within the last 6 weeks of the year. I mean, this is their big time. This is what they wait all year long for. And they kick it off. It's always the day after Thanksgiving. That's why they call it Black Friday.
Because they move into the black.
They move into the black, and it's huge. If you looked at your Thanksgiving newspaper, which I didn't, but if you did get one of those, it was probably loaded up with advertisements from Best Buy to Circuit City to all the rest of them. All of them pushing just incredible deals usually on the front page. Usually they're a.m. only sort of thing. You have to get there when the doors open at mm-hmm. 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. or whenever it is that they decide to open up. And at maximum, usually the deals only last till noon.
Yeah, so, like, for example, one of the big electronics changes this year was their 7-hour sale from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Really, though, it's more like a 30-minute sale. I mean, because if you've ever been to one of these, it's amazing.
Well, the big things that are being sold, like either they're really low-priced, whatever it is that they've got, or the new thing that you must have for Christmas, those two things are usually gone immediately.
Oh, yeah. It's a madhouse.
People waiting out front.
Right. This from the Associated Press, just to give you a little bit of flavor, because I wasn't up this morning. I didn't go out and see it for myself this year. I did it a couple of years back. But
I stumbled into Home Depot at about 2 p.m., I think.
Doesn't count.
No.
Doesn't count. You have to be there at 6 in the morning. And I don't know if Home Depot's... I'm sure they were doing something.
I'm sure they're doing something. Lots of dads get their presents at Home Depot.
Well, bargain shoppers, according to the AP, many facing frigid temperatures. I mean, it's one thing to stand outside of a store here in Florida
right.
at 5 or 6 a.m. on November 25th. It's a whole other story if you're up north.
It's a bad idea in Florida. It's a really crazy idea any place
else. Before we dig into the details on what this year's Black Friday was like, I want to open the phones to you if you've got a story. Were you out this morning? Were you at the stores? Were you waiting in lines? Did you see anything interesting happen? There's been some footage, I guess, around the news of a fight that broke out in Walmart earlier today.
Oh, geez.
Over something. Did you see anything like that? 800-259-5791 or any classic Black Friday stories you might have. Perhaps you've worked in the business. Perhaps you've done retail. You've been on the other side of the counter and you've seen some crazy stuff. We'd love to hear from you. Also, again, if you're just a shopper, 800-259-5791.
Yeah, see, the only time I ever went out for Black Friday, just real quick, was 7 years ago when the Furby was the big item.
Oh, boy.
Christmas time of 98, I worked for a company, a collectibles dealer, and we wanted to get our hands on as many Furbies as possible. And we were going to resell them on the secondary market, of course, for like $300 or $400 a pop.
Sure.
So my boss handed me $300 in cash and said, go out and buy Furbies. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm standing in line outside of Walmart.
How far back were you at 3?
Well, let's see. The Walmart here, the whole building is just huge, but we were all the way past the end of the building, from the front door, all the way past the end of the building and around the corner towards the back. So there were probably
almost
about
a football field's length?
More than.
Wow. That's where you were at 3 in the morning.
That's where I was at 3 in the morning.
Mm. Had they closed? Was this a 24-hour Walmart? Had they closed
before? Yes, but they close
Thanksgiving.
They close in the evening for Thanksgiving. They close at like 4 o'clock.
You know, they ought to be wanding people on the way in. I mean, you know, the way these
just to make sure they're not carrying weapons or anything
like that.
Danger
that there is.
If you haven't seen a mother after a Furby, yeah, I totally agree with that.
That was the most ridiculous. I've been out a few times since then just during the holiday season and, you know, paying attention to that type of stuff. The Furbies. That was the most ridiculous time I'd ever seen during any of these.
I think Cabbage Patch Kids, of course I was younger.
Right.
It was crazy for Cabbage Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm. There's always something.
Yeah, when Cabbage Patch Kids came out, I was 6 and I got one for Christmas. I have no idea what my family had to go through to get me one. All I know is that I ended up with one for Christmas.
We got one for my cousin, who was slightly younger than I was. And I'm 34, so she's probably 31. I guess that my grandmother had planned this long in advance, and she had one of the ones before they had started mass producing them with the plastic heads. She got one from the guy who makes them, Xavier or something or other.
Right.
So she got a real Cabbage Patch Kid with a soft head.
Wow. Oh, that's where the story ends. Okay.
That's it. Yeah, you want to make sure you don't have a kid who has a soft head, though, really. That's
just soft heads are bad. But a hard plastic head isn't good either.
So our board is asking a question that I was going to ask. What is the new fad toy this year? I mean, is it the Xbox 360?
Xbox 360.
Normally, though, there's a younger kid's toy as well that's really hot. Like, I understand that young kids, age 10 or 9, are playing on Xboxes, but I mean 6, 5, that kind of age. Usually there's a hot one for them. So if you know what that is, if you're clued in, 800-259-5791. So the AP reports many facing frigid temperatures. Shoppers woke up before dawn today to snap up specials on items from cashmere sweaters to flat-screen televisions as the holiday shopping season got officially underway. Things got out of hand at a Walmart in Orlando, where a man who allegedly cut in line to get a discounted laptop computer was wrestled to the ground. I presume by another customer.
Yeah. Should have been cut in line.
Yeah. Now, that 80-year-old greeter just hopped the rail between the carts and the customers and just took him down.
They wouldn't have seen that one coming, that's for sure.
In an kamikaze greeters, that'd be so good. Just screaming war cries.
We're going to come back with
ninjas
the rest of the details here, but the most interesting thing about Black Friday are your stories. So if you can chime in, 800-259-5791. I wish we were on 10 affiliates tonight as opposed to tomorrow night, because people have some good stories out there. I want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. It is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, the Friday night edition. We're here live with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Black Friday night edition, as a matter of fact. And that's where we're focusing on at the moment. Coming up, we do have some scary educational quotes. 800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The updates section is there for you. If you sign up for the updates, we'll alert you to any news about the show. You'll be the first to know about it if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates. freetalklive.com. So today's Black Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving, the day where the retailers claim they make it into the black. They've been working hard all year long just for this
just
moment.
To pay the bills, and now's the time for profits.
See, I always thought it was called Black Friday because for the consumers, it's the most horrible day of the year to shop. Just awful.
Well, nobody's forcing you to shop.
No, I understand that, but the people who do go out, it's just
hell.
Well, it really is.
No, no, black in this case is a reference to...
I understand that now. I didn't know that before.
Well, ledger entries where, you know,
yes,
negative
red
ones are red and positive ones are black.
No, I understand that concept. I just didn't know that was the reason behind the name for this date. That's all.
You learned something new.
Didn't.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Well, the AP's commenting, just kind of, I guess, paint the picture today, because we'd rather hear from you at 800-259-5791 with your Black Friday stories. You know, have you been a customer? Have you experienced Black Friday? Have you been up at 5 in the morning waiting in a line outside of a retailer? Have you been on the other side of the table? Have you been a retailer? Have you been a sales floor clerk working on Black Friday? 800-259-5791. So things apparently got out of control at a Walmart today in Orlando. It's always guaranteed on Black Friday that somebody's going to get into a fight. It's not guaranteed at every store. It's just sometime in America... On Black Friday morning, a fight will break out, and in this case, it was over a discounted laptop at Walmart. Somebody was allegedly cutting in line, and I guess the other customer didn't really like that too much. In an improving but still challenging economy, merchants seem to be even more aggressive in wooing the big crowds from a year ago, luring them in with such come-ons as free money in the form of gift cards. For the first time, Macy's was giving away a total of $1 million in gift cards just to the early bird shoppers.
Wow.
Some retailers like JCPenney and Walmart opened their doors even earlier this year in a bid to keep customers shopping longer in their stores.
Now, why is it so important to get people in early on this day? This is what I understand. I'm not getting up at 5 something a.m. I mean, you have to get up, you have to stay up, and pretty much.
It depends on how badly you want the 19-inch television it cost. I mean, that's what they do to get these people. And that's a great question, man. Why? Why do they do it? It's competition, I suppose. Somebody at some point decided in the past on one of these days that, hey, let's open an hour earlier instead of 9 o'clock just to get more customers through the door. I mean, if it really is the biggest shopping day of the year, and it is, the second biggest is, I believe, the day before Christmas. So if Black Friday is the biggest day, well, expanding your hours is only going to increase your profits. So somebody started the trend by opening an hour earlier, and then all the competitors said, oh, man, they opened an hour earlier last year. We've got to beat them this year. We'll open 2 hours earlier, and now you've got stores opening at 5 a.m. So incentives like this appear to have worked. Based on early reports from some retail executives, traffic and buying appear to be more robust than last year. But stores need customers to keep buying throughout the season. So, you know, this is it's been a good day for them so far, but the trick is you got to keep bringing those customers through the doors for the next several weeks all the way up through Christmas.
Now, what do they do at stores like, I know the Walmart here in Tampa Bay where we go is open 24 hours a day. So what do they do there?
Well, it's what Torgo said last time.
They close on Thanksgiving in the evening.
It's one day that they close.
They're also closed on Christmas Day.
Really?
And maybe not for the whole day, but at least in the evening.
Right. And then that way they can reopen the doors at whatever time they specify. In fact, 1,000 people were outside of Macy's in New York this morning for their 6 a.m. opening. Best Buy in Cambridge, Massachusetts, had about 400 shoppers snaked through their indoor mall for their 5 a.m. store opening. And as you put it, Torgo, people tend to wrap themselves around the buildings of these retailers.
Yeah, so that they can wrap themselves around the products once they rush through the door.
Yeah, and it is a rush. It is a mad rush through the door. I've been inside as both a retailer and a customer because it is just so amazing. You stand outside, you wait around with everybody else, and there's kind of a camaraderie. When you're outside in the cold, and in most places it is cold.
It's like when you're waiting for concert tickets.
Yeah, you've got a kind of a camaraderie that develops. But with concert tickets, you have to go one at a time. There's no busting through the doors and then running to get to the location of the product.
It's not so mercenary, because you're being nice to these people outside when you'll step on their face to get that Xbox on the inside.
Well, the thing is, and I've actually seen this happen, nothing will make a Black Friday crowd turn on a store more quickly than a lottery. Because they will do that sometimes for certain products. For example, the Xbox 360. I've seen them do this with Furbies, but products that, like with the Furbies and then also something as popular as the Xbox 360. Now, the Xbox came out earlier in the week. Today was not its release date, so no one had any today to begin with.
Correct.
But on the release date, what they would do is people would come up to the store, and they'd be handed a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the order in which they were able to come in and try and get an Xbox 360.
Oh, would they call numbers and then just allow that ticket holder in?
Yep, exactly.
And that you say that makes people angry?
It does, because sometimes people will get there and they'll be waiting for like 4 hours before the employees show up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the employees finally get there and the employees are like, okay, we're going to have a lottery here. Everybody come up and get a ticket.
And that'll make the people angry who were there for 4 hours.
Yeah,
the people
exactly.
That were there for 10 minutes.
So somebody could walk up just right there at the very beginning and pull a ticket and be like, oh, hey, you're getting the first Xbox. Congratulations, right. Timmy.
Well, now, I have my chiropractor's wife. He does all the working in the family, and she stays home and homeschools the kids. And I
right.
think that they're old enough now that pretty much she's done with her homeschooling. But they have one child left out of three that's still at home. And
right.
I'd say he's it's just taking a poke at it, 14. She waited in line, it was a few days ago now, for an Xbox.
Right,
and she got in like... She stayed all night at the local Best Buy in order to get an Xbox 360.
Right.
I would never, never.
Did she get it?
Yeah, she got one.
That's good.
She got one for her son. But I, as a parent, am not going to wait in line so that my child...
You don't love your children.
Apparently I don't.
Thank God you don't have any.
It's the truth.
No, I agree with you, man. Which, I mean, people, I think that parents that bend over backwards for their kids like that... I think there's something funny going on there. Those kids must have them wrapped around. Those kids must have their parents wrapped around their little fingers. You know, kids that just kind of take advantage of their parents. Kids that
I don't believe is taking advantage of your parent. If you don't know that your parent is doing it and they're getting you a gift for Christmas,
well, that's a different story.
That's not taking advantage of anything.
But I'm talking about the kids that bitch and moan and cry, I want an Xbox, and then the parents that go and get their kids toys because they're afraid that their kids will wreak havoc if they don't. That's the kind of kids that,
those are kids that need a good spanking.
I can't see a period waiting in the line. I'm just not going to do it.
So, but the people that do wait in the lines, when those doors open, it is a mad dash. The customers, they just barrel into the store, and everybody is like, peaked out. Everybody's been drinking coffee all morning. They're all tweaked, looking for the products that they want, because that's kind of part of the challenge, is you have to actually find the location at which they've placed the products. They might not necessarily be in their regular location. They might be in one of the midways, in a center aisle display or something like that. And then, of course, once it comes down to the last two or three items, things tend to get interesting. If you've got comments, if you've been in this situation, 800-259-5791. That's toll free, 800-259-5791. What would you do for a good deal? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We're here live. It is the Black Friday edition of the show. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. And still looking for your Black Friday stories, if you have them, 800-259-5791. Until we get those, we'll go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on the line from China. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I just thought you might want to know. I just heard there was an earthquake in Wuhan, China.
Really?
Wow.
I can't find anything about it on the internet yet. And we just got a phone call from
relatives. Like a major, major earthquake or just an earthquake?
Well, people weren't able to stand up, so I don't know what what you call that.
Sounds pretty major to me.
I don't know either. I've lived in Florida my whole life. I wish I could comment, but I can't. Is there such a thing as Black Friday over in China?
No, I'm not even sure what you're referring to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess you weren't listening before you called in. It's Black Friday today over here in the States. It's the day after Thanksgiving where retailers just go crazy with deals and the customers go crazy trying to get their hands on them. And I was just wondering if there was anything like that over there.
There's not that big of a holiday thing over here. They do have some stores that sell Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
they have Christmas trees and things that you can buy. So it's kind of a holiday that's catching on over here.
Yes, that's interesting. There's a Christian contingent over there in China, huh?
Yes, I was at the same church that George Bush went to.
Are you proud of that?
The church seems to be a very excellent church. I talked to some of the people there, and they're very very devoted and not really afraid of the government much.
Now. So you're over there for the second time this year. What brought you back so quickly, Gene?
Oh, just we visit relatives and do shopping and things like that.
Right. Now, last time you were there, you kind of had a challenge for yourself. You were trying to find a police car because, according to you, they're not very easily to be found. I mean, they're not just they're just not around like they are here in the States.
Well, they're not around like in the States. Last trip, I did have a very difficult time actually getting close enough. I didn't mean it. By that, I didn't mean I didn't see them driving down the street, but I had a hard time finding one parked somewhere so I could get a picture of it.
I see.
and so they're around. They're driving around. Sometimes they have their lights flashing, and nobody pays much attention to them even when the lights are flashing.
Huh.
Taxi driver the other day just passed one of them that was driving down the road with his lights flashing.
So this time out, are there any highlights to the trip so far? How long have you been in there?
This has been the eighth day. We're leaving tomorrow. And, the highlights are that your website managed to get blocked.
Oh, no.
Yes. I was when I first got here, I was visiting Free Talk Live, and I was downloading archive shows and visiting the BBS and posting some stuff. And now I can't do either one. The websites are blocked, and I don't know if it's blocked by the ISP or the government. It may be that the ISP got angry at me for downloading. You have to excuse my voice. I got a scratchy
voice. Okay, Gene.
But maybe the ISP got angry at me for downloading so much stuff. I don't know.
Huh.
Probably.
So you're downloading it from the same location that you did it last time you were there?
No, we're in a different apartment this time.
Maybe it is just a different service provider. Maybe last time you were using one of those black market internet service providers that they have over there, and it just everything was blocked.
When I first got here, I was using the same system, same computer.
Huh.
So this all happened this trip. So
somebody must have ratted us out to their filter people, to the division of filters or whatever they are.
I imagine they watched it. And there is one other website I found that's blocked, and that's the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Hmm.
You cannot get BBC here.
Interesting.
In fact, I learned that from a doctor that my brother-in-law went to.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, Gene, because somebody was just on our bulletin board system the other day claiming that they were posting from China, and they claimed that it wasn't being blocked. So,
well, I was posting from China, and I hadn't come across anything that was blocked. But
very interesting.
Since I posted that message, they have blocked Free Talk Live and BBC.
Well, something must be done. Can we appeal to the Chinese government and get this fixed?
No, I don't think so.
Probably would be a big bureaucratic process involving lots of paperwork, wouldn't it?
It's like appealing to our government, you know.
Gene, thanks for the call, as always, man. Check in with us again. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Have a safe trip. 800-259-5791 to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Oh, is this Free Talk Live? I thought I was on Rush Limbaugh.
What?
Wrong show.
Are we that bad?
Wait, how was it that you were confused?
No. Anyway, I was up in New Hampshire for Thanksgiving, enjoying my brief stint in freedom. It was a beautiful experience.
Is it easier to breathe in New Hampshire? Is it? Yeah.
It is. And also, I noticed one police officer the entire time I was there.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
They actually have, I believe, the lowest ratio of police officers to population than, I think, almost all the other states, maybe all of them. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Very low.
Much lower than here in Mass, anyway.
9 for the whole state.
Great. Yeah. So what was on your mind tonight, sir?
City of Boston is looking to stem gun influx from those evil northern states like New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont that have laxer gun policies than Massachusetts. And
what do you mean by gun influx? I mean just people that are carrying weapons?
They're saying that there's, because of the lax gun laws in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, they listed specifically in this article in the Boston Globe that I was reading, that they're causing the guns. There's this spat of gun crime here in Boston recently. People, getting shot left and right, and in certain parts of like the ghetto areas and stuff like that. And that's fairly regular.
So they're trying to blame that on people from New Hampshire and Maine.
They're saying that it's all coming down from a lot of it's coming down from northern New England, and
a lot of the violent thugs or the guns themselves?
The guns. The guns that are coming down from... They don't cite any evidence of it. It's just kind of like they assume...
Yeah, that, it just sounds like paranoia.
Oh, it is paranoia. And it's interesting because the article says here, according to Larry Mays, the city's chief of human services, Massachusetts has excellent gun laws, but if the neighboring states around us are lax, then we need to look at some strategies to strengthen our state borders.
Like what? Checkpoints?
Barbed wire fence with,
No, seriously, does he suggest what strategies he has in mind?
Of course not. It goes on to talk about how, federal law requires this, that, and the other, and how great this, how awful these... states like New Hampshire are for...
Right. It's basically a hit piece. It's a hit piece on New Hampshire.
Hell yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're also an evil state because they don't have a sales tax, and they're hurting Massachusetts' economy because of that.
Oh, I know. And that's the same thing you hear about with people, the same thing like in New Hampshire, people going, don't go up to New Hampshire and buy there. You got to keep our money here. And
The hell with you. I'm saving 5% or whatever the sales tax is.
That's what most people agree with you. Most people, fly over the border to buy stuff, and they also go down to different casinos around here that are not in Massachusetts to go play in the casinos, which upsets a lot of the politicians.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that the NHFree.com Liberty activists are up there in New Hampshire right now openly carrying weapons in public, because
absolutely
New Hampshire's not budging on their gun freedom, and they're just going to have to deal with it. Massachusetts, thanks for the call, man.
Good night, guys. 800-259-5791.
Coming up, we got some frightening quotes from the founders, some of the founders of the government education system in this country. We'll share them with you. 800-259-5791. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is T-R-I-V-O-R-T-E-X.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can actually map yourself on our listener map. We've got hundreds of our listeners that have gone to map.freetalklive.com. And they have plotted themselves on our worldwide map of, listeners. And it's simple. You just plot your name, and you can add yourself a picture of yourself and even a little phrase to go along with your entry. And it's totally free. And it's neat because you can see who else in your area is also listening to Free Talk Live. You might be surprised. One of our listeners actually hooked up with an old college buddy as a result of spotting him on our map. They hadn't talked in 10 or 15 years.
I can't wait till this show gets so popular that someone's going to talk about the fact that they met their wife using our map.
The tricky part about the map is that you can't actually contact someone through it.
No, so
they have to upgrade the map.
That's true, but you could look at the map. A lot of people who use the map either, they use their BBS names a lot of times on that.
That's
map.
True.
So you'd be like, oh, look, there's, Dreamweaver in my hometown, and I'll talk to Dreamweaver on the BBS.
It's possible, yes.
On Free Talk Live, we focus on the 17 points of compatibility.
So go to it, map.freetalklive.com, 800-259-5791. So I promised some quotes, some disturbing quotes from some of the founders, some of the creators, the minds behind the government education system. I promised those a couple days ago, and we didn't get to them, so I wanted to share them tonight. This one from John Dewey, who, again, was one of the original people behind the education system. These were the guys that were pushing for government control. Now, I'm not just talking about people that wanted to start up their own schoolhouse with a school marm and that sort of thing. These are the ones that wanted state central control over your children's education. John Dewey wrote in 1897, quote, "Every teacher should realize that he is a social servant set apart for the maintenance of the proper social order and the securing of the right social growth." In 1906, the Rockefeller Education Board, which funded the creation of numerous government schools, issued a statement which read in part, "In our dreams, people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands." This is the really disturbing one.
Oh.
"The present educational conventions, intellectual and character education, fade from our minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own good will upon a grateful and responsive folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers, or men of learning, or men of science. We have not to raise up from among them authors, educators, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for embryo great artists, painters, musicians, nor lawyers, doctors, preachers, politicians, statesmen, of whom we have ample supply. The task we set
those, right?
Right. The task we set before ourselves is very simple. We will organize children and teach them to do in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way." William Torrey Harris, U.S. Commissioner of Education, from 1889 to 1906, wrote, "99 students out of 100 are automata, careful to walk in prescribed paths, careful to follow the prescribed custom. This is not an accident, but the result of substantial education, which scientifically defined is the subsumption of the individual." And finally, Harris also said, "The great beauty of school can be realized better in dark, airless, ugly places. It is to master the physical self, to transcend the beauty of nature. School should develop the power to withdraw from the external world." Oh, and one more. Woodrow Wilson.
Oh,
here's
boy.
What he had to say.
You know how I like Woodrow Wilson?
In a speech to businessmen, he said, "We want one class to have a liberal education. We want another class, a very much larger class of necessity, to forego the privilege of a liberal education and fit themselves to perform specific, difficult, manual tasks." So that's it. Hang on there.
Oh, technical difficulties!
Yeah, technical difficulties.
Hello?
So specific, difficult, manual tasks. So they very clearly, in the very beginning of the government education system, they wanted class of serfs. They wanted a class of people that knew only what they could do with their hands, that were able to just simply be garbage men and pick fruit off the trees, and they didn't want to educate them beyond that capability. That's the basis of the government education system. And it's so devious and so plotting and underhanded and just disturbing. Just had to share those with you. Let's go to the phones to Junus, or Yahunus in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Is it Yahunus?
Jens.
Jens,
yeah.
Hello, Jens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling for some advice here.
Okay.
So I'm in Sweden, and the government tampers with everything. It's very, you know, social. Social democrats have been in power for ages, and
certainly
a lot of people are dependent on welfare. State reforms are pretty aggressive. Anything slightly liberal is stigmatized immediately. You know, so I'm just wondering, is there any hope? What do you think? Am I going to have to emigrate? You know, taxes are in excess of 50% of GDP. You know,
sure.
It's ridiculous.
I would say there's probably no hope in Sweden, but there is some hope in New Hampshire via the Free State Project. There are actually probably some Swedish members. There are people from around the world that are members of the Free State Project. You know, eventually, we'd like to be able to make it so there's no passports needed at all to come in, I think, to the Free State. I'd love to have open borders and just let anybody come in, whoever wants to make a good life for themselves.
Me too.
So keep your eyes on it, man, and get more information at freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Jeff wants to talk about Black Friday. We'd love to have your Black Friday stories. Have you worked in retail on Black Friday? Have you purchased something on Black Friday morning. Of course, today is Black Friday, and that's why we're talking about it. It's your show. You take control. 800-259-5791. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Hi, Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Nice to have you. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 1,000 people interacting, over 68,000 posts for you to surf around through, totally free, freetalklive.com. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. And as we were talking with our friend from Sweden who called in moments ago, it's actually an international movement. Most of the members, and there's about 7,000 of them now, most of the members are from the United States, but there's a good chunk of people from various different countries around the world that have decided they're fed up with the governments where they're currently at, and they don't think that there's any real chance of anything changing very soon. So they agree that everybody who loves freedom should move together and literally have a second American revolution. The Free State Project, what that's all about. FreeStateProject.org. All right, let's go to the phones to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, what's up? This is Jeff, DJ Blaze. I'm in Denver, Colorado. That's right.
And DJ Blaze.
Yeah, that's right, man. I'm up here, and I want to talk about the Black Friday, but, oh, first
Blazing up in Colorado.
That's it. And let me say this first. Yesterday, The Denver Broncos went down to Dallas, took the Plowboys to the rodeo and broke them. What do you got?
The Broncos went down to Dallas. They were looking for a game to win.
Yeah, let me just talk about Black Friday, and I think everybody. This is the holiday season, and of course, we've got a lot of stuff going on out in all over the country. And I think what everybody should do is go to the biggest outdoor store that they can find, and get themselves what they call a can of bear mace. You guys ever heard of that?
No.
We don't have a whole lot of bears around here.
Yeah, you guys, listen, it's maybe 12 to 14 ounces.
Okay.
It's about the size of a can of a spray paint. And what it is probably 10 times worse than pepper spray or mace. And I think all ladies and young ladies should carry this.
Okay.
And, I mean, this
it's the size of a can of, I mean, this is
potent, man. And plus, some of it, I think some of the cans have what they call some red dye in it. So if you spray somebody with it, not only does it mess them up, it also dyes their skin red, and it takes them about...
It marks them as a dangerous bar.
Yeah, it takes them about 5 days to get the dye out of their
skin. So what was the point of buying the bear mace, anyway?
Yeah, I'm going to buy me a can. Yeah, I'm an activist, man. And let me.
But wait, what's that have to do with Black Friday?
Was there a big 6 a.m. rush on bear mace down at your outdoor store? They're lined up around the corner for the bear mace.
That's right. I think everybody should have a can of bear mace.
I thought you were going to I thought you were going to suggest that the shoppers should buy a can of bear mace. That way they can whip it out in the middle of the store in case somebody's going for that last laptop.
Wait, that's
he's
going to
cut in line?
Somebody cut in line and hit him with a shot of bear mace.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Jeff. Thanks, man, for the call. 800-259-5791.
That was great. DJ Blaze calling about bear mace.
Black Bear Friday.
800-259-5791. So we're going to continue a little bit more Black Friday-related discussion coming up. Holiday spending is another thing that we should focus on here. What are people going to spend on their friends and their family members this holiday season?
I'm getting everybody bear mace. That's great.
This is your show. And we'd still love to have your Black Friday stories. If you've been in retail and you've worked a Black Friday and you've got some stories, 800-259-5791. If you have purchased something, if you've been waiting in the lines on Black Friday morning and you've got a good story for us. Well, I like a good fight story, but there's other ones. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a